Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich in Montana. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. And how's everything with you this morning before I do rapid fire of information?
Not good, Rich. I got a call this morning from Kyle. It was so early. It was like 5 o'clock in his time, and I was unavailable to take his call. I was out with the chickens, and he's got some blockbuster bad news for us, and he's going to share it on Thursday. He's going to be with me for 2 hours on Thursday, Kyle in Montana. We talk about automotive things, and it's something that we reported about 2 months ago as being in short supply, and I don't want to steal Kyle's thunder, but he got this firsthand. It's not something he read about. It's for real, and we'll flesh out on Thursday how bad the effects of this are going to be. So let me just tell you this, class. No new statements from us. If you need it, and if you can find it, and if you can afford it, and I said need, not want. I'm not talking about frozen pizzas. I'm talking about spare parts and supplies and things that you absolutely, positively have to have to continue. You ought to consider getting it. Seriously. And Arjun has a list of a couple hundred items from me. He published it, or he put it on the website, 5 Minute University. But there's some things that he has to do to make it so you can see it. So if you want that list from me, class, I think it's so urgent that I will send it to you. I will send it to you in a Word document, D-O-C-X document. I'll send it to you, but I need to know where to send it. So if you want to send me an email, instructor@usaprepares.com, instructor@usaprepares.com, and you put in a subject line items to consider buying, I'll send it to you. It's that important. You need to think about, you need to have a meeting with your family right after this broadcast. As a matter of fact, you ought to get your family around the radio right now and listen to this broadcast. I'm not frivolously ringing the alarm. Vincenzo is in panic mode right now because of what's happening here in the United States, the supply chain. Rich?
Yeah. Look, we've been talking about all this stuff. We've been giving examples. We talk facts. We talk truth. We don't enforce propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. That's what the mainstream media and Washington does, okay? We don't, you know, all these words that they, the powers that be, like to call us, you know, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory, with all the subsets underneath it, like domestic terrorists, white supremacists, all this stuff. This is what they say these things to shut you up. They say, look, when we talk about all these studies, like the MIT study, where the conclusion is that people who believe the official narrative from official authorities are typically less informed because they've been taught an ideology, the manufactured perception of an ideology. They're taught and groomed to be a follower. They've been taught and groomed and cultivated to be intellectually lazy and create and associate excuse behaviors based on what group they're in order to connect the dots and justify and rationalize hate. That's what these tyrannical propaganda pushers do. And that's why they use terms like misinformation, disinformation. It's to pressure the public and to companies, especially big corporations, to obey. In other words, this is submissive conformity. This is why they don't want facts. You know, when you hear things like misinformation, disinformation, it's basically that the powers that be, they say these things because they're worried about true factual information getting to the people. And Vince, you got to admit, before I start here with rapid fire and news, you have to admit the reason why they're accelerating everything in warp speed the way they are is because people are waking up in mass. They know what mass formation psychosis is. They see the mind control. They see how they're brainwashing the people with fear and a hypnosis, if you will. And even the Pentagon admitted that mass formation psychosis was to control population. People are seeing the divide and conquer strategies on how the powers that be are putting one group against another. They're seeing how they lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. They see how the judges, the lawyers, the bankers, the politicians, the so-called journalists and mainstream media have betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted and dishonored their professions. People can see that what America's sellouts are doing is being proponents of cowardice, greed, tattletaling. Words like totalitarianism, Nazism, authoritarianism, dictatorships. They can see the Marxist Communist manifesto being brought into light. They know what Alinsky and the Frankfurt School and Cloward and Piven is about now. They see science is no longer science, it's political science. In other words, it's bought and paid for to sell a narrative. They see the corruption. They see the spinning of facts. They see the divide and conquer strategies, the lies, the fraud, the treason, the hate, the promoting of victim group status to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job where no one's doing their job. They see where merit means nothing. They see the normalization and attempted legalization of pedophilia. They see the aristocracy getting richer by the second, with redistribution of funds going from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. They see lawlessness being promoted. They see racketeering, collusion. We used to have virtues in America based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards and expectations, abilities, skill sets, merit. You know, that's what America used to be about. And it's all gone. And this is why, you know, we talk about a lot of these psyops, a lot of the designed mind control to bring out people's emotion. Once your emotion comes out, folks, you stop thinking. You literally lose control because you've been so groomed into sticking up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. Well, basically what you're doing is you're enabling the bigs to delegitimize work and have no accountability. You're literally allowing the powers that be to eliminate the rule of law and due process with precedence, giving the elite free lunch while certain groups have literally been felt entitled to play the victim group status card and lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. We are literally allowing ourselves to minimize our country and being sold out to the highest bidder. That's exactly what's happening. And people are seeing the behavior modifications form, and they're seeing why this controlled reset, the Green New Deal, and all the propaganda, the legislation coming down the pike is coming at the rate it's coming and why it's coming. People can see it. Now, Vince, don't you agree that people are waking up to the propaganda and all the things that we've talked about over the last, probably years, but several months?
Yeah, I do. I do. I believe they're waking up, but nowhere near the amount that need to be awakened. And there's another component to it. Yes, they're waking up, but some people are not willing to do anything about it. That's the problem. And the other fact of the matter is that, Rich, you and I and the rest of the instructors here at USA Preparers can't carry them. They're just too heavy. There's too many, and they're too far gone. We just can't. We can't support them, because as the collapse gets worse, we won't have enough wherewithal to help everybody. It's impossible. Let me give you an example of what's happening. This is sickening. Just before the broadcast, I learned that we buy grease for our equipment. We buy grease for servicing automobiles, tractors, trucks, all kinds of equipment that has moving parts and bearings. If it moves, it uses grease. It's as simple as that. We used to buy the best grease, synthetic grease, red in color, in tubes for $1.59. The last time we bought it, not too long ago. It's now available for $7.99 to $14.99. We use about 1,000 tubes. I'm sorry, we use about 100 tubes of grease a year. It's going to cost us between $800 and $1,500 for grease per year. What I'm trying to say is a lot of things are going to be, there's fallout from this. The companies that service equipment are going to be really careful with that grease gun. You know, they're going to say, I think that's enough. I don't think we need to put one more pump of grease in there. I think that's okay. So bearings are going to fail because of lack of grease, because of the cost of grease. Equipment, major equipment, is just going to not be operational because of the cost of grease. I'm not kidding. I'm in panic mode. Whoever thought, and you'll have to show me one other broadcaster who's telling you about grease and the cost of grease and the downstream effects of grease. Just give us a call and tell us who. Well, not today, but tomorrow or the next day. Rich, it is so bad. It is so bad that I think USA Preparers should run for president. I'm not exaggerating. We don't have a snowball's chance in Hades of winning. But I think USAPreparers.com should run for president. I'm talking about the entire cabinet and heads of departments would be USA Preparers. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
She was with us in class. I'm serious. I think USA Prepares et al. Should run for president. I'm talking about your instructors. I'm talking about filling the cabinet positions and the heads of departments, and with eliminating a lot of departments. I was talking to Bert about it last night, and I mentioned the Pentagon. He said, "So what would you do?" And I'd say, "I'd reduce it." And he'd say, "Would you reduce it to a trigon and save 2/5? I said, "No, I'd reduce it to a dot and save 4/5. And he said, "What about taxes?" And I said, 75% reduction in taxes. That would be initially. And then ultimately 90%. And then aim for 100%. I'm serious. And put us back on the gold standard. The penalty for treason, capital punishment. The penalty for betraying the country at the corporate level, you know, selling out secrets, capital punishment. The penalty for invading a school with a rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver, execution on the spot. And, you know, that execution on the spot, I even heard a sheriff. After we reported it and we suggested it, he came up with the idea. A little bit different, but similar. So obviously people are listening to what we're saying. and we make sense. So I've been thinking, Rich, about the vice presidency. What do you think?
Yeah, I know you left a message on my machine last night about that. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, Vince. I certainly appreciate you offering me the job. But, you know, not just is my lifestyle so busy, I've had a lot of people ask me to run for office, and I just don't have a desire. Look, the whole system, not just the federal government, anything to do with the state is corrupt from the bottom up and the top down, and they meet in the middle. It's the whole system is phony. It's all a propaganda piece to control the people and consolidate power, money, and control for the wealthiest few families in the world. And they literally search for people who's willing to devalue their own country to enrich themselves a little bit and to give themselves a little fame, a little fortune, and basically sell their country down the road. And, you know, again, I appreciate you mentioning this to me, Vince, but, you know, maybe if President Trump asked me, because I'll be honest with you, I don't want to be in Washington, D.C., surrounded by a bunch of yes men and people who care more about their own.
We're not going to Washington, Rich. We're not going to Washington. We're all going to work from home. No, none of us.
That's a good way to save money. Look, I'm all for, I think all government, from the employees up, everybody, 99% should be gone. They hire people who's willing to sell out their fellow Americans.
We're all gonna work from home, and it's gonna be a part time job. Okay, even the presidency, because I got stuff to do. I mean, I've got a farm to run, but you know, a couple hours a day we can spend. We're not gonna travel. We don't need to, you know, help all these other countries out, because foreign aid, that goes away. We're not going to have military presence all over the world. That goes away. We're not going to put our men and women in harm's way, because that all stops. Okay? We're going to be nationalists. We are going to be United States of America first, absolutely first. And those who are friends, we can try to help them. We can try to help them help themselves. But we're not going to carry them. We're not going to pay for their everything. And there will be no bribing. There will be no no threats. You know, someone tries to bribe a government employee, execution. None of that will stand. There'll be no lobbyists. You only get one term, 2 years. That's it. And you can't go back. And you can't be a lobbyist. And all of these payoffs that have gotten us into this mess we're in, that all stops. Anyone who has been in government will submit their resignation prior to USA Prepares taking office. And they will be accepted. Y'all are going to lose your jobs if you're in government. And we're going to rehire.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A U.S. delegation led by Senator Tammy Duckworth, the Democrat from Illinois, is in Taipei meeting with Taiwan officials on a previously unannounced visit. Taiwan's Minister of National Defense reported Monday that Beijing sent 30 Chinese warplanes to its air defense identification zone near the island. That's the biggest incursion since January. Texas Governor Greg Abbott took time on his Memorial Day remarks to unify the state of Texas.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde.
Many Texas media outlets will go dark for 21 minutes at noon Central to recognize all those lost in the senseless shooting in Uvalde, Texas, a week ago. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The federal government may tear down Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, and build another campus. State Senator Roland Gutierrez on KSAT 12.
There's a federal grant process for it. It gives these, and that's the sad part. There's a federal protocol for schools like Columbine and others where they give you up to $45 million. What kind of world are we living in that legislation was created for raising these schools?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense. I can't tell you how many little children that I've talked to that don't want to go back into that building.
Of course.
They're just traumatized. They're just destroyed.
Canada continues to move toward socialism as gun control is heading to a new level under Prime Minister Trudeau. Kentucky Congressman Representative James Comer on Fox News.
Almost every week where there is a citizen that protects their family with the firearm. We also have horror stories like we saw in Uganda. So, you know, this is a serious issue, but gun control is not the answer. I think that Republicans have advocated for many years for more funding for mental health issues, for better coordination between law enforcement agencies whenever you have these types of threats, especially among high school students. We've also advocated for security, but what we saw in Texas was there was a breakdown in security.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so when perversion is taught in the public training camp with taxpayer funding, meaning tax dollars, anyone who has exhibited behavior that teaches perversion, execution. Homeschoolers, if you'd like to homeschool your children, be our guest. We applaud you. And you would receive a full 100% tax refund for the amount that it would have cost, typically, from most of your real estate taxes, is for the school system. You'll receive a full refund because the public schools won't be using your money. You get to use your own money. And what you just heard in the news about the federal government wanting to raise the school that was the scene of the shooting, the Robb Elementary School, bulldoze it down and rebuild it because there was a shooting there, because the children are traumatized. I'm sorry. We're not doing that. The federal government has lost its collective mind. This is insanity. I was part of a team that built a public school in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It cost $6.6 million in 1993 to build a middle school. A magnificent but Spartan middle school. No frills, just basic, good quality construction. The most significant computer network in the country at that time, because I built it. It was the best in the country. And we did it all for $6.6 million, less than the price of one of these Hollywood actors' homes. We even gave consideration to the layout of the hallways and the intersection so one teacher could stand in the middle of an intersection during class changing time and monitor and make sure everybody got where they were supposed to go easily and efficiently. One teacher could monitor four hallways. You'll have to show me another school where that happens. You'll have to show me another school where the custodians were part of the design of the school. Where the custodians were asked, what would you like to see? And you know what they said? Absolutely brilliant. One custodian said, you know, be nice. You know how in the girls' room, the girls comb their hair over the sinks and all the hair clogs the sinks and we have to clean it out every day? How about taking those mirrors that are over the sinks and putting them on a side wall? So when the girls comb their hair, the hair doesn't fall in the sinks. That's the kind of thinking that it takes to do the job right. I remember that from 1993, almost 30 years ago. Rich, we've lost our minds. That's why we need to run for president of the United States. I'm talking about USA Prepares. Back to you.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, Vince, what I'm going to do right now, and I appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights, I'm going to go into a mode of waking up the people already. I'm so far behind, I'm not going to get to everything I'm prepared for. But here's an opinion of a former judge who's probably in the 85-year-old range right now. I'm going to give as many bullet points as possible in a short time, folks, so brace yourself. The first one was divide the nation philosophically, right? We've talked about all this. Foment racial strife. Cause distrust of police authority. Swarm the nation's borders indiscriminately and unconstitutionally. Engender the military strength to weaken it. Overburden citizens with more unfair taxation. Encourage civil rioting and discourage accountability for all crime. Control all balloting and control all media. Does this sound familiar? Okay, what I'm going to do now, folks, before I go into categories, I'm just going to give a wide array of articles published in the public domain so you can see where we're going to be going for the rest of the broadcast. So I'm already going into shortcut mode here. 2,000 Mules investigator Greg Phillips. Greg Phillips is a hero, just like Kathy Engelbrecht, I'm pardon the pronunciation there, of True the Vote. Anyway, he just dropped a bomb. Investigators discovered multinational players and federal agencies involved in the operation, a multinational deal involving billions of dollars. And before I move on to articles, I just want to let you know how the people are waking up. And this is why we have to have conversations that are uncomfortable at every venue in the country. Okay, I'm going to just read just a few of the comments from this article. The system is rigged. The president is Donald J. Trump. Flashback. Fox called Arizona seconds after the poll closed, immediately after they did, four swing states where Trump was winning in landslides, simultaneously stopped counting ballots and resumed at 3 a.m. where almost all ballots were for Biden votes. Next, that was the signal to other swing states to shut it down before it turns into a Trump landslide. FJB. Can't define that on the air because we're on AM, FM radio. You know what that means. Remember Athens. The Constitution gives us the right to take back our country. And here's a quote from one of the commenters. The best way to take control over a people and control them utterly is to take a little of their freedom at a time, to erode rights by a thousand tiny and almost imperceptible reductions. In this way, the people will not see those rights and freedoms being removed until the past, until past the point at which these changes cannot be reversed. You know who that's a quote from, folks? Adolf Hitler. I want you to think about that. I'm going to read one last comment before I go on to more articles. Like I've been saying for over a decade now, it's going to take we the people to stand up against this corrupt government. The government is not capable of policing itself anymore. And I have a bunch of articles about the shooter, by the way, so bear with me. They're still claiming the elections were the most secure in history, and we all know that's not true. It's going to take a few thousand people in each state to arrest and detain the people in D.C. That will be the initial wave of justice. We're going to start at the top with the elected positions first and move down the list as the time and evidence permits. These are all comments from this article. So Greg Phillips is going to release a bombshell of evidence to support more election fraud. We need decertification, people. State legislatures, especially in the five swing states, do your job. I know it's asking a lot because hardly anybody is doing their job today. I want you to think about these articles that we're delivering to you, folks. Years ago, we were all conspiracy theorists. But if you had if I had to give a theme for this today's broadcast, it would be total collapse and control by design. Okay, next article. Yuma County School Board member set to plead guilty for 2020 election ballot trafficking crimes as exposed in 2000 mules. State Senate candidate Gary Snyder, who busted the fraud, weighs in. Folks, if you haven't seen 2000 mules, you need to do it. It's just part, it's the obligation and duty of being an American. We need to read research. We need to vet. We need to, this is our duty at this time in history. Next, long withheld records reveal more than 20,000 mail-in ballots received after the legal deadline in Maricopa County. Next, shocking Georgia election crimes uncovered. 1.7 million ballot images illegally destroyed. Video monitoring missing for 181,000 drop boxes. People, the election is null and void. We've given thousands of pieces of information and evidence and facts, and nothing matters because no one is doing their job in government and big corporations. Speaking of big corporations, Pfizer tells federal judge that Pfizer owns the federal government and is thereby immune to normal contract law. I am reading published articles in the public domain, people. Next, former Pfizer VP says all COVID vaccine manufacturers need to be immediately indicted for fraud. And wait till I get to healthcare, people. It's going to blow your socks off. Next, Canadian freight train mysteriously derailed with 43 cars desperately needing fertilizer. Nothing is a coincidence in this time in history, folks. This is all directed to consolidate power, money, and control and depopulate. And we all use the term depopulate because the powers that be use it. The term depopulate should be used simultaneously, synonymously with the word murder, with what's going on. Next, psych, psychotropic connected to mass shootings. We've given tons of information, whether you call it psychotropic, antidepressant, antipsychotic, it doesn't matter. The majority of the people who do these mass shootings are on this crap. Read the package insert. Read the side effects. Read the adverse events. Read the contraindications, people. If people actually read them, they wouldn't be taking them. Next, Dr. Judy Mikovits exposes the plan to implant humanity with cancer viruses. This is an Alex Jones interview on InfoWars. People, you have to watch this interview. Look, basically, I'm going to paraphrase just in a few seconds what she's saying, that the powers that be viruses into diseases. This is called gain of function virus. This is why you have so many people calling for Nuremberg 2 trials. Look, she says that all vaccines are poison and the spike proteins are bioweapons along with the mRNA technology where 5G is going to release pathogens. She talks about implanting cancer in this technology. All these people who were proponents of this, Obama, the FBI, basically they've aided and abetted murder. Go to the realdrjudy.com and you can get this information. Remember, they don't care about disinformation and misinformation. They use this as an excuse to censor and sell narratives. They care about true factual information. That's what they care about, people. Okay, I got to move on here. Here's an article and a video. It's titled, This is Iowa, Not San Francisco. And it shows how the schools, let me recheck that semantics there. It shows how the taxpayers are bringing in drag queens to perform for students during school and speaking about gender identity and expression. And Oklahoma State University is hosting a drag queen story hour for children ages 2 to 10 years old. Can't make this stuff up, folks. We'll be right back.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheehan, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. Again, I really appreciate it, Vince. Going back to folks to the election fraud, I want to give kudos to two people in Utah. They're called Two Red Pills in Utah. I believe their names are Jen and Sophie. They're two moms, and they're on Telegram. They're on Rumble. I suggest going to Rumble. Anyway, they're doing tremendous work on election fraud. They're showing how corrupt the government of Utah is and how they've sold the people out. And the two moms, you know, anybody can do this. Anybody, this is our duty and obligation to be an American. It shouldn't be based on what gender you identify as, what sexual orientation, what skin pigmentation. It should just be that you're an American. And that's what these two moms are doing. Two red pills in Utah. Please check these ladies out. They deserve, they're doing a great job. Look, every sheriff and every county commissioner should enforce handwritten ballots in lieu of all the fraud that we are seeing. We need this. We need people to stand up and do something. Look, the first, everything that we talk about here is about control. It's about lockdowns. It's about small business destruction. The last two articles in the examples of what I'm going to give throughout the rest of the broadcast is the following articles. This is a quote from your resident that has been put into office. The Constitution, this is a quote, "The Second Amendment was never absolute. Biden shares Memorial Day message." I want you to think about the fact of all the people who are listening to this, who had their relatives, their ancestors, fight for our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Second Amendment. Basically, Joe Biden has said that they fought and died in vain. I want you to think about that. And last but not least, in the example category, Biden passed a first-year record, by the way, 69 major regulations. You got to remember here, folks, you're paying through cost shifting. The cash doesn't materialize from thin air. We are literally hiring people to do this and hiring lawyers to fill out paperwork. And Everything is done through increased taxes, inflation, higher regulations. Everything that happens, you are paying for. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, folks, I'm going to switch gears real quickly because of time. I'm going to go to information about the shooter. Okay? We all know what we're talking about. His name is Salvador Ramos. And I want you to think about, before I give these articles, I'm going to give them in no particular order for a purpose. Because we know that the powers that be use intelligence agencies to search online for candidates. Look, MK Ultra is a Nazi program. It's been proven that, you know, DARPA to the NIH uses ideological conformity, psyops, mind control. And they use certain technologies, not just from the so-called injections or jabs, but frequencies, electromagnetic radiation. All this is done for tracking, tracing, surveillance, gene editing, hacking humans, including school shootings. We've read so much about this. We've talked about this in detail. The problem is I don't have enough time to because every one of these articles we can spend an hour on, and time is an issue. And my objective, our objective at USA Prepares, is to wake people up because we are right about at the beyond the 11th hour, or 11th hour and 59 minutes of being taken over. So Salvador Ramos threatened to rape and murder girls in online chats. I want you to think about this. He had a picture, and I don't know if this is confirmed, in a dress. So basically, was he being groomed and cultivated to be a trans person? We all know, because we've mentioned the articles from credible sources, about the suicide rates being over 50% in a lot of instances. I want you to think about, when I mention these articles, words like planning, words like mentally ill, words like certain people not doing their job, phrases like grooming for a particular agenda, the word cover-up, and the most important is the need for citizens and Americans to protect ourselves because no one's going to do it for us. I want you to think about what I just said. So I'm going to move on to these articles. Here we go. Texas murderer Salvador Ramos wrote on Facebook, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school 30 minutes before the attack. Police stood down while Texas school shooter carried out 40-minute rampage, and parents urged police to move in, but they were stopped by the police." We'll be right back after this break, folks, and I'm going to continue this topic.
So what would that be? Negligent homicide? Class?
Oh, it's going to be all the above. Everything you can think of.
And it should be. And it should be. And the penalty should be in public.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.